not surprising, but really interesting to see how powerful the political divide is in terms of the public perceptions that things can't be resolved because of partisan differences, as well as the gap between elected officials and the average citizen. And this kind of us versus them gap between elected officials and citizens is something that the National Journal poll has sort of asked, but it's the first time that it's been asked in Florida. But when you look at the results here, you see that the political divide, nearly half identify either the party line or the elected officials, and it really isn't so much. The things that people constantly think divide Florida, such as race and gender and citizenship status and so forth. So that, I think, is a very innovative part of this year's questionnaire. And the second big area of questions was, what's the most important issue facing the state? An open-ended question, and these are the same kind of categories that we've seen in the past. But again, not surprising that the economy and jobs is still number one. A third of the respondents identified that, but the number is actually declined. If you were to look at the graphs, you would see a little bit of a slippage. People are getting a little bit better feeling about the economy, but it's still a very dominant thing. Schools is number two, and that's actually gone up in people's concerns. Crime and immigration have each reached the 5% level. Each of those has escalated a little bit, and then the environment